This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, as we head into a new week, I hope that you are putting God first in your life this week. There's nothing that'll make your life come together more than putting God at the center of it. After all, God is at the center of all existence. He caused everything that is to be. He put this universe in place. He set its laws in motion. All the things that scientists research are because of the laws that God has put in place in this universe. He also caused you to be in this universe. He is the center of your life, and he's waiting for you to realize that and act as if he is. When you put God in the center of your life, then all the other things that are out of place and out of balance and broken apart in your life begin to come into order. God does his work in your life when you put him at the center of it. One of the most important ways we do that is by taking time with God each and every day. And that's what we do together at this time each weekday. Listen to God as we read from his word, the Bible. We are looking at the Sermon on the Mount, this great section of the Bible where Jesus gives so many powerful teachings. And today we come to Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 5. Here's what Jesus says, probably one of the most famous verses in the world today. Do not judge, so that you will not be judged. That's the famous part, but let's go on and see what else he says. For in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Jesus is making a big exaggeration here to make a point. You don't notice the log that's in your eye, and you're trying to look at the speck that's in your brother's eye. Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own eye. You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do you see what Jesus is saying to you today? He's saying you need to be more concerned about doing what you know God wants you to do than you are about making sure other people do what you think they should do. It doesn't mean that you never talk to someone about a destructive habit that you see in his or her life, but what it does mean is that you are always open to being corrected about things in your own life. And it also means that when something is obviously wrong and needs attention in your life, if God is getting your attention about something that you know he wants to deal with in your life, then you don't just pretend that it isn't there and keep on going, hoping it'll all turn out okay in the end. No. If you know something needs to be dealt with in your life today, right now, the Lord wants you to stop ignoring it and start dealing with it. We need to focus more on honoring God in our own lives and less on criticizing other people that we don't think are living right or doing right or have the right doctrine or whatever. Focus on being who God wants you to be. Remember that the Apostle Paul, when he talks about this principle in Romans, says, when you look at that person and you think they shouldn't be doing that, you're not their master. God is. And he says, to their own master they will stand or fall, not to you. So don't focus on them. Focus on your own relationship with the Lord and what he wants for you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.